And good evening to our callers and our listeners, global on planet Earth, to the Wednesday edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers, live with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. I'm Prudence in Michigan, and we welcome all our callers out there on this beautiful, happy Valentine's Day 2018. And our callers will be arriving here shortly. And I am filling in for Hives tonight. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday Question and Answers with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. This is Prudence in Michigan. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudence. This is John Munter in Warba, Minnesota.
Hello, John in Minnesota.
Hello.
We have a few callers with us, and we are live with BBS Radio. And we welcome our callers from around the planet who are listening on BBS. And we can't see you or hear you, but we know you're out there listening, and we welcome you.
Well, we had the warmest day all winter up here in the 30s, so I was out in the black ash swamp cutting deadwood for my maple syrup a little bit later on this spring.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, we had 40s here, and I used to make a pretty good maple syrup. Is it just starting to roll in with the warmer days for you?
Oh, it'll probably get colder now, but it'll be, you know, maybe in March, early April is normally when we get some maple syrup running.
Okay.
And I've got some apples in my root cellar I have to make some juice out of as well.
Oh, beautiful. You're down on the farm there.
Yeah.
Do you have a sugar shack?
No, I just do it in the backyard. I've got 40 acres, and we've got a lot of maple trees and encircling our field.
I did mine in a cabin, and I didn't realize how sticky on the walls that can become. Around
actually,
the clock boiling.
I put cement blocks out very simply, and then I put some stainless steel pans on top of them and just boil it away there.
Yeah, let it go. Well, good evening to our next caller. Welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. This is Prudence in Michigan.
It's Jane, Prudence in Pennsylvania.
Jane in Pennsylvania. And we had another caller join us. Welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Susan in Virginia.
Susan in Virginia, welcome.
Thank you.
And to our next caller, welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers. Would you like to say your name and city?
Yes, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Prudy.
This is Prudy in Michigan, filling in for Highs tonight. And we are live with BBS Radio, and we welcome our listeners from around planet Earth on this beautiful, happy St. Valentine's Day to everyone. Hugs and kisses. It is going fast. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday program of Questions and Answers. Hi, this
Boy,
is Prudy
this
in
is
Michigan.
You're from D.C. How are you today?
Good.
It's Happy
Brenda.
Valentine's Day to all on the line. Much love and peace.
Brenda in D.C.
Yes.
Brenda in D.C., welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Questions and Answers on our Wednesday night call. This is Prudy in Michigan, and would you like to say your name and city?
Positive greetings, Prudy, from Sedona.
Back at you, Raiden. Welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, dear. You sound great.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings from California.
Nay, welcome.
Did Heist disappear?
Yes, Heist has had to take a break tonight due to family issues. And
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's okay. I'm filling in for him.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anybody
maybe,
else?
Maybe you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have some good. We have some people here and our listeners around the world here at BBS.
Mm.
And maybe you want to jump on Whole Planet Healing earlier.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Welcome to our next caller to Wednesday Questions and Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Don. Yes.
Hey, Don.
Welcome to the next caller to Wednesday Questions and Answers. Would you like to say your name and city?
Roger in Austin.
Roger in Austin. Welcome.
Thank you.
And to our next caller, would you like to say your name and location?
Susan Strychars, Florida.
Susan, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes, and to our next caller, welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers. This is Prudy in Michigan, and would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to say your name and city?
This is Jeannie from Arizona. Tom from Santa Rosa, California.
Tom, Santa Rosa, welcome to you. And to our next caller, would you like to say your name and city? Only if you want to. I am Prudy in Michigan, and we welcome all of our callers and our listeners on BBS Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday's Questions and Answers. This is Prudy in Michigan. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Drew. It's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Thought I noticed something Trudy, special in the air.
Are you there, Trudy?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's Prudy with a P. Prudence.
Oh, Prudy, okay.
Yeah, unusual name.
Right. Even Prudence, you know, it's an old-time name.
It sure is.
I bet you had quite a life with that name, huh?
I did. It's okay as an adult, but kind of tough as a kid.
Oh, boy, I guess.
Still working on that.
You
had a question?
Yeah, I sent in a question, and I was just wondering, you know, if it does get picked, is it, I haven't been on for a while. I don't remember how this all works. Is there interaction between me and Elohim or whoever is answering?
A physical interaction, not necessarily, but certainly a spiritual one. And you are Roger in Austin?
No, this is Tom in Santa Rosa, California.
Generally speaking, you don't get to interact with Terry when she channels. When will ask her, ask your question, Terry, and she'll channel the answer. It's usually
I missed that whole thing.
Yes, when will ask the question, and our sources will answer it for you, and we'll see if how long the list is.
A follow-up question next week.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait.
Great. Neither can we. I love the question.
It's only been 2 decades since this problem was going on, but or more. I know it works because I think even the last time, it was a while ago, I didn't... And you know, I was just listening in, and we were doing contacting Elohim, you know, going through the galaxies and the universe, and a joke came into my mind, and I didn't, because somebody asked for a joke, maybe it was Wynn, and I didn't feel comfortable saying it because it was a little off color, and
I like that.
So I just dropped it. A couple of days, and I have a neighbor that I converse with, and she's not anywhere near the spirituality. You know, she's when you're dead, you're dead, that kind of thing. And I got a laugh out of her after our last conversation the next day. She laughed like a little girl, and she says, "That's so funny." And I knew it wasn't her. It was must have been Elohim coming through her to tell me.
That's good, especially if you laugh. And we have some more callers join us. We want to welcome our listeners and our callers to the Wednesday Questions and Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Would you like to say your name and location?
Anna Kent.
Anna Hi, Kent, Terry. Washington. Yep, and Terry. Welcome, Terry. Terry Brown.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi,
Terry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Hi,
Terry.
Hey, Terry.
And Wynn.
And Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Good to see you both.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
How are you?
I'm in Arizona. And a happy Valentine's caller.
You win also.
Yes.
Good evening to our next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hello, sweetheart. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
Back
you.
At you.
It's Corona Bonnie.
Good evening to our next caller. Welcome to Wednesday Questions and Answers. This is Prudy in Michigan. Would you like to say your name and location?
R.J. McCracken, Sun Lakes, Arizona.
Jim in Arizona.
Good.
Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Jim, where is Sun Lakes? Where is Sedona?
Well, you're north of me, Wynn. Sun Lakes is just south and east of the Phoenix area.
South and east. It's kind of on the way to Superior, right? And Apache Junction?
Well, it's you know where Chandler is?
Yeah. The Ostrich Center.
It'd be just south of Chandler. It's right there off I-10.
Okay. I went to the Ostrich Festival years ago. Okay.
We had some more callers join us. We'd like to welcome you to Wednesday's edition of You Have Questions, We've Got Answers, live with Winfrey and Terry Brown. And we welcome our listeners on BBS Radio. Would you like to say your name and location? Anyone that I might have missed? Well, we welcome
okay.
you all and wish you happy Valentine's Day. Wynn, you want to take it?
No, but I'll do it anyway.
Okay, I shall mute the dings.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 14th, 2018, Valentine's Day, and Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And how come the dings are not muted? Let me know when they are. Are they muted?
That should do it. I don't know.
Okay. Did it say they were off?
Yeah, the first time too.
Okay. All right. I know we have some new people that have asked questions for tonight. Let me just do a very quick introduction. And if you're not familiar with my story, you know, while I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce in 2002, I had an experience, unexpected, where a new relationship that I had kept interrupting me and telling me those guys want to talk to you. And for quite some time, it was like being in a fantasy world. They said they were the Council of Elohim. And when I looked up the word Elohim, I found things like one of the names for God in the Old Testament, one of the names, the name the Mormons use for God, and the creators of the universe. And when I asked them, are you the same Elohim? They said they were part of the same. And when I asked them, why are you talking to me? They said, I was like a cosmic midwife. I knew how to bring these things into the world, and I didn't have ego about it. When I asked them if they liked to be worshipped, they said no. They said they're like our higher dimensional friends. That's the and they were not God in the way that we normally think of the idea of God. They are a group soul. We've talked about, I'm just going to say this really briefly. It's very interesting to read about them and learn about them. And I always tell people, don't believe they are who they say they are until you get an inner resonance. And I didn't believe it for 3 years, neither did Terry, but we kept asking questions and see where it would lead. And during that time, we've had miracles of healing. We've had explanations for how the universe works that have never been in this realm before. We've had a wisdom of understanding how this realm works. And at a certain point of getting comfortable with it and feeling like I was sure that I was not putting anything negative out, we started doing this Wednesday call where people could ask their own questions. And we have some new questions tonight, and our new people that have asked questions, and I'm going to give them priority. And you're welcome to ask questions. You don't have to ask one question and say that's enough. You can come back next Wednesday. If we're busy with questions, I might put your question on the back burner. But, Terry, it sounds like you're chewing.
No.
Terry?
Hello? Am I here?
Yeah, you're making noise.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself right now.
Well, don't forget, you're going to have to unmute yourself in a moment, okay?
I know.
So, okay. So, in any case, you can, when you ask a question, you, Terry? Hello? Okay.
I'm muted. I muted
yeah.
myself.
You want me to mute you and unmute you here?
No, I'll mute me.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
There's so much phenomena that has happened around this contact. And one of the things about it is that you don't have to give up any bit of power in making a connection with them. They don't answer questions in a psychic way where they tell you what to do. But oftentimes the way they answer a question will give you the insight into understanding the question better and bring you to an answer. Also, we have to be careful about asking questions about the negative. I'm sure you know we have a world filled with dark forces and forces that want to control you, that lie to you, and that tempt you to give up your power. And this is not a temptation to give up your power. It's an exploration into something that can give you wisdom, insight. And there's another thing about these sources, and that is they just, I'll say this, like it's for you to experience, not for you to believe. Many people on the line have experienced this, that they are, we live in a multidimensional universe, and they are at the high end of all the dimensions. And they have the ability to project energy from where they are into this realm. And people on our calls, many people have experienced an energy on the call that it feels like you're more expanded. It feels like your chakras open up. And you can notice that. If you're here for the first time, you may or may not notice it. But it's when that started to occur, and it occurred when I would give public talks some years ago, and people in the room could feel all this energy. And when we asked what that energy was, they said that was them. They were helping me, okay? So for whatever reason, there's been quite a long time we've been doing this, and I've gotten quite familiar with it, although it took me about 3 years for that to occur. So Terry is going to be doing the channeling tonight. If you've read my story, there were two consecutive women who came into my life that were channeling. Terry was the second. We have been friends for a good 30 years. And she, quite surprisingly, she suddenly, when the first woman didn't want to do it, got freaked out over it, Terry, they suddenly switched to Terry. And this was like amazing for me, okay? It was unbelievable. I originally thought Terry was making it up. And one of the things that closed me as to the fact that they were real and Terry was legitimate and was when I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. So I Googled St. Catherine. I found the story of this woman who would go into the local church in Siena, Italy. And the priests would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through St. Catherine. She wasn't a saint then. She was Catherine. And one of the things I learned when I wrote The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce is that people look like their past lives. So when I looked up St. Catherine, I found a picture of her that was almost exactly resembling the way Terry looks now. And then when I studied her, I found Terry had a lot of her characteristics. So this is a big deal. You know, I can say from my own experience, this is very legitimate. And the more you pay attention to it, the more you're curious and check it out. And, you know, we're doing all kinds of conference calls every week. And get our schedule and check it out. You may have some amazing experiences for yourself. And you can't get it in a quick take. This is not like a quick study. It's huge. And it can expand you, but not in like believing in something. Suddenly, you can start clearing patterns in yourself. You can end up being more loving. The people that have come to our calls regularly have a community. They all know each other. They're checking on each other. It's kind of like amazing to watch. So the way we start this is I'm going to do an invocation of protection to clear the space for this to occur. And then I've got some questions here, and we'll start. And Terry, you can unmute now.
Okay.
Terry? Okay, good. Yeah. We hear you, okay?
Good.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, that are service to others, that are honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take this moment to adjust to your earth plane and to come in and to connect directly to each and every person who wishes to be connected with. When we intersect with the earth plane, we have a color pink. We are delighted to be with you. If we ever say anything that doesn't resonate with you, disregard it. And do not take our word to be the gospel truth, but use your own judgment and your own evaluation, because you are source for you and your world, and we are delighted to connect where we are able to bring assistance and where people wish connection. Thank you.
Thank you. First question. And the first question is from Christopher in Memphis. And Wynn is always referring to my mother as an angel for her unconditional love and forgiving ways in dealing and putting up with me all these years. Also, her understanding and comforting me as a very sensitive child who was having nightly visits from entities, some of whom were not very nice and pretty scary. Do you have any insights or comments about this? Thank you.
Thank you. Your mother loves you dearly. You are precious to her. And she has patience with you, although she may get upset with some of the singular things that you do. She has a really basic love for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know Christopher would like to hear the answer to this. Is there anything that you can indicate about his relationship with his mother in this life before he came into this life?
This is not Christopher's question, is that right?
All right, Christopher, ask it next week, okay? All right, next question. Even though souls on the other side of the veil can hear us, is it generally easier for us to experience contact with souls of living people on this side of the veil because of quark entanglement or some other reason? Now, what does the word quark mean? We better look that up. Okay? Hang on.
There are threads that connect life patterns and connect DNA with the light body, and quarks are measurements of the particle intensity that are created by cross patterns. Did you look it up already?
A quark is a type of elementary particle and a fundamental constituent of matter. Quarks combine to form composite particles called hadrons, the most stable of which are protons and neutrons, the components of atomic nuclei. So a quark is a building block for an atom.
Yes. So, would you repeat the question with that in mind?
Okay. Just a second here. Even though souls on the other side of the veil can hear us, it is generally easier for us to experience contact with souls of living people on this side of the veil. Is it easier because of quark entanglement or for some other reason? Of course,
there is,
you know,
less quark entanglement when the light body moves out of the body and being transitioned. There's less quark entanglement and the footprint without the physical body, and simply the light body is not as big a footprint. Therefore, the light body becomes invisible to most of the people. The light body can speak, but most people take the full range or need the full range of speech with all of the aspects occurring in the physical universe, the full spectrum. Most people need that to be able to sense the individual and what they are saying in the presence.
Thank you. We've actually had a number of questions about that. And if it's okay, maybe I'll give some of my memory and my own personal experience about this. And it has to do with, as the physical body was formed, the senses of the physical body were aimed at 3D, this level. In other words, yes, we have six senses, and there was not a particular sense in the physical body to connect with other levels. And there are people that do that. Obviously, we're doing it right here. And one of the reasons, well, I myself had the experience when I first started this, getting messages in my dreams. And my experience was when I heard a message, it was almost like a daydream, and it was almost like I was making it up. It's that there is the potential to go into this floaty state inside of yourself where you become sensitive to energies from other realms. And when you do it, with the two people that I've experienced who are able to channel, they both thought at different periods they were making it up. And it was obvious to me they could not make it up. That any kind of information that was coming through could not have been made up, just like the messages I was getting in my dreams were not made up. So it is possible for someone to do this, because we're demonstrating it right here. And sometimes people in our group who are regulars have had some kind of experience with this, and it's like, when you start doing this, you have to be very careful, because everything that comes through from the other side of the veil is not necessarily positive. A lot of it is negative. It's what's called service to self. And if you start making these connections, you have to be very certain you have a very high intent. And it's also, for the highest level, like connecting with the Elohim or the Ra group, it's important, maybe not always a prerequisite, but in general, when you create a group energy in this realm, it makes it easier to connect with the higher realms. That's why when everyone is saying hello to each other at the beginning of the call, it's the beginning of creating a group energy. That's why when I do the invocation, it starts to set a group energy. What is a group energy? It means that all of us, let me not say the word all, but many of you on the line are accessing a higher part of yourself while you're on this line. And that our higher parts of ourselves can blend at a very high level. And even though we don't know each other, we do know, many of you do know each other, but even when people don't know each other, if the intent is high, you start to form a group energy. And people do group energies all the time. They're not always spiritual group energies. For example, if people watch a movie in the same movie theater and the movie is touching, there will be a group energy. And someone I knew who was a spiritual teacher of mine used to say he always liked to watch movies in the theater rather than in video, because he could feel the vibes of everyone in the room, and all the experience of the movie was deeper when everyone was experiencing it together. So that was a group energy triggered by a movie. You have a group energy triggered by music. Here, we have a group energy triggered by the intent to have a group energy, and not with a particular thing that we're all paying attention to create it. And then the Elohim have said early on that when we create that energy, it penetrates through the veil. There's a veil around our planet keeping everything contained. And when the energy penetrates through the veil, they can see that energy. See may not be the right word. They can feel it, they can see it, and they can connect with it, okay? Whereas if something is under the veil, it takes a lot more effort for them to do it. So it's through strong intention that they make a connection with somebody. That's one of the reasons prayer can work, because prayer, if it's a good prayer, is a strong intention that penetrates through the veil and then can engender. It's like a lady who lifts a car off of her child and suddenly has a strong intention or a prayer, God help me, and she lifts the car off of her child, which has happened. So that's some idea of how that works. And do our sources want to make any comment on that?
Thank you. Yes, that is correct. When you have a group energy, it becomes easier. When you have group consensus and you are in the consensus, things become easier. It is as if they are backed. The energy carries one, where it's if they are not in coordination with group energy or are struggling alone, it is harder to get something started. That's why when you are bringing through something new, it is harder because you are breaking trail. You are bringing group energy little by little to your project, and it becomes easier as you go along.
Thank you. A question from R.J. McCracken. Have the Elohim been asked about the Urantia book? Let me answer this. We have engaged ourselves with two group souls. The Elohim, as we speak to them, are pure energy and have not had bodies, and they maintain a position at the center of the universe to be available to the universe and to help where they can. We've had many, many sessions where we've discussed with them how the universe was created. And probably about 25, everything from how did it start from nothing to the evolution of the first life forms, the part they played, what part ETs played. And the other group soul is called the Ra group. It's who Edgar Cayce was channeling. And my first exposure to all this is when I wrote the Wilcock book and was learning about the Ra group. The Ra group is comprised of souls that graduated this realm, souls that went through a whole series of lifetimes and eventually did not have to return in the process called reincarnation. And there's multi-millions in the Ra group, and they act as a helper and a guide for populations, planetary populations, that are still going through reincarnational cycles. And the Ra group was connected to Edgar Cayce. It was connected to Egypt, but not Amun-Ra. Amun-Ra was negative. And they were connected to Jesus. So our sources, for quite a few years, we were just talking to the Elohim group. And at a certain point, they announced, they made a affinity with the Ra group, and they were going to work together in answering our questions. The Ra group has certain access to things the Elohim doesn't have. The Ra group has the experience of being trapped in this realm and getting out of the trap. So it gives them an area of wisdom that the Elohim, although they have watched and observed all of this stuff from their vantage point, they understand the suffering in this realm. And they have huge wisdom. They don't have the wisdom of being trapped and getting out of a trap and suffering in this realm. So R.J. McCracken has asked a question. Has the Elohim been asked about the Urantia book? Now, there's a whole body of material called the raw material from Carla Ruckert. And in the raw material, somebody asked about the Urantia book. And the answer was, and this answer has been pretty well confirmed by our sources as well. Of course, our sources are part of the raw group, but the answer was the Urantia book did not come from high levels. It came from lower levels. It was not negative, and a good part of it is true. But it doesn't carry higher vibrational frequency with it. And I'll turn it over to our sources, and they can add to that. Hello.
Hi. Yes, the Urantia book we channeled a few weeks ago, and we commented on the Urantia book. It was channeled. There's much data. It's a big book, and there's much pertinent data in there, and they have a group that is pulling together and doing much service to the community where they are located. The Urantia book has much lower level data in it and was brought through from masters in the lower levels. Those are our comments.
Thank you. Now, next question is from John Thor Sloan. Jan Thor Sloan, okay? And it's a very good question, and it was one of my questions that we've dwelled on. And I can give you a quick thumbnail of the answers, but if you go, write this down, John, Jan, of thespiritchannel.net, and that has the archives of all of our calls. There's 1,500 archives there. And there is something called topics at the top. And one of the topics has been how the Elohim created the universe. And there's probably 25 hours of audios there. And a lot of people get hooked on it because this is like stuff that has never been in this realm before. So when you ask about the origin of the human race, I'll give you a dot, 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 dot on it. But, you know, it's a long answer. But originally there was the one infinite creator. And the Elohim was an expansion of the one infinite creator. The one infinite creator duplicated itself. And now none of this is physical. It's all energy. And the Elohim, there was teams of them, millions of them, and they were experimenting with projecting frequencies and energies, and where the energies would meet would become nodes, and they'd become the beginning of a thing in a point in space-time by the physical universe. And then the universe was evolving, and the Elohim, my way of saying it is they set the original template for it. But then all the frequencies and all the things in the physical universe were kind of beating against themselves, which would create more universe. And the Elohim were semi-guiding it, and as beings came into the physical universe, they worked with some of the original beings, and DNA was the first thing which became bodies, and it's like it's hard to explain this so you can intuitively get it in one little short thing here, okay? So go to those sections on how the Elohim created the universe. It's very interesting, and let me just see if they want to add something to it. To what I just said.
So, what is the question?
What is the origin of the human race? From chemistry to amino acids to proteins, evolving to life.
Life is everywhere. Life begins, consciousness begins upon the whirling or the spinning of images. Conscious begins to be distilled out of the plasma of all that is. Therefore, anywhere that you have spinning, it begins to develop consciousness. Consciousness then can seek form and can begin to, even as you have more consciousness, look for other consciousness to share data with. So this was the beginning, and energy bodies put together a model that they projected out of a life form. As their abilities increase to put forth models or holograms, they began to develop life forms, first of all, in the simplest manner, and then building upon each other, and eventually coming up with a composite being that is man.
Thank you. Okay, it's 7:53. I am not going to be able to get through all the questions today. Please resubmit your question for next week, because there's good questions here. George Noble asked about a question about the Star of Bethlehem and Jesus, and asked that again. One question more that I do want to ask here. This is somebody asked about the avatar Nityananda, and they don't usually like to take inventory of other people. In other words, it's like giving up your power to say, how do I know about this guy? And now you're giving up your power to our guys and say, tell me what to think about this guy. They'll usually say, something, but they're not going to do a whole thing. But for Thomas,
how do you spell his name?
Nityananda, an Indian guru. Okay, but listen, there is one question here that I want to do ask, because if somebody is people that are going through heavy issues, sometimes it's really good they can get help when they ask their question about it. And this is from Thomas Ernst. I want to say, right after this call, we have another call on another number, and it's our Whole Planet Healing call. And if you're resonating with the energy on this call, we do the Whole Planet Healing call every day, and it's helping people stay out of some of the negativity that people get into. And I'll give you the number for that call after they answer this question. And Thomas asks, I've been plagued with demons, aliens, and other entities for a couple of decades, and I need some advice and help. I'm clairvoyant and a flaming transmedium, and I can't get it to stop. Chronic fatigue and pain and dizziness are normal with entities floating in and out day and night, with more problematic. When I go out into public, I end up collecting a host of other entities, mostly deceased family and lovers and friends of people I may not have interacted with, just in the same store. Then I spend the next few days clearing with a lot of pain until they are released. I've tried every protection method available, and nothing seems to help. I've called on you, Elohim, many times with minimal success. If at all, I do work with the archangels and maybe God. Not sure if he arrives or a figment of my imagination. Help, Thomas.
It is not just recently, or it is something you have dealt with that has come in. You have entities that are attracting these entities. So if these entities that you have, which have control over themselves, were to stop or to be dismissed, then you would not attract those demon-type entities. You also have incidents on your track that were very rough and disturbing, which lay there at a subconscious level and it attracts these entities. There are ways to clear them. Do not try to get to the end all at one time. Simply go one issue, one item at a time, and set the others to the side. Eventually, there is an end to it, and it can be cleared, but it takes patience and gradual observing and we stop talking for a minute. And we focus. We send love to your matrix. It desperately needs love.
Thank you. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. Thomas, you might try coming into Whole Planet Healing every day for a couple of weeks and see if the energy and love, and say your name, introduce yourself so people get to know you. And there's a lot of love on that line. Let me give you the number. It's for everyone. 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. You can find it on the web at wholeplanethealing.com. And I'm going to unmute everybody. Thank you, Terry, so much for being here and bringing that through. And thank you all, new people who are checking us out. And I hope you keep checking us out. Okay, here we go. I'm unmuting everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
Good night.
Thank you, Wynn and Terry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Wynn and Terry.
Good night, all. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your conference recording has stopped.